Hayes. It's about 600 miles east of the Windward Islands, and according to the Weather Channel's Kim Cunningham, it could be near the U.S. by the time it strengthens.
Within 48 hours, we could be feeling tropical storm conditions in our area with strong winds and heavy rain, too.
Opposition activists say Syria's government forces sweeping through neighborhoods near Damascus. Here's NBC's Richard Engel.
There seem to be many casualties here. 8 bodies have been brought. They can't even get them to the hospital, so they're just putting ice on top of the bodies. They can't move them because there's still too much helicopter fire, still too much mortar fire coming in.
This is NBC News Radio. Lines at Chick-fil-A restaurants around the country spilled out the front door and around the block as people flocked to the chain to support it in the wake of planned boycotts and demonstrations, all over the owner of the chain saying he didn't support gay marriage. Here's NBC's John Yang.
From Texas to Pennsylvania to Chicago, people lined up in big numbers to support a fast food chain under fire.
Support people's right to boycott, but I also want to support a company whose values are similar to my own.
It began in June when Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy appeared on a Christian radio show.
I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, you know, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage.
And at the Olympics, cheating to lose. 8 Olympic badminton players kicked out of the games for trying to lose, purposely playing badly, so they could get a better position in the next round of competition. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The Home Depot is rolling out a new way to do any paint project faster. New Behr Premium Plus Ultra with stain blocking, now just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one now has powerful new stain blocking for the toughest jobs and better adhesion on almost any surface. Time to roll with new improved Behr Ultra, the newest way to a faster paint project. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
For its Olympic coverage, NBC has received a big measure of criticism from TV critics and many in the general public. But it's also betting a big measure of money. In a conference call, NBC says it is making more than expected from advertising during the games and expects to break even these Olympics rather than lose $200 million, as was first predicted. We are putting more money into our company retirement plans, but that hasn't helped the balances. This morning, Fidelity Investments reports that in the April through June quarter, the average balance among its nearly 12 million account holders was $72,800 at the end of June. That was 2.4% less than at the end of March, largely unchanged from last year's second quarter. This morning, we get another 2 readings of the job market leading up to tomorrow's big July employment and unemployment report. First, we get the latest on job cut announcements for July. After that, we get the reading of new jobless claims for last week. Ahead of that, S&P futures up 7. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor.
So you drive in, you bring your vehicle, you say hi to Fiona. Why would I bring my vehicle here for service?
Well, Mike, when you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long. We can take care of all the needs that you have. We check your belts, hoses, brakes, tires, battery, all your fluids. We stock many parts, so anything your vehicle may need, we generally have in stock to take care of that day.
Get a high-performance Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus or Tested Tough Max battery. Now with a $25 mail-in rebate at your Ford dealer. Get power up front and money back in your pocket. Stop by today for expert service and a great deal on a new battery.
So when you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership for service, we can very likely see you.
Yes.
Fiona, waiting here in the capacity of a service advisor.
First phase of the service drive.
See participating Ford dealer for rebate details or visit FordOwner.com through 83112.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome indeed, folks. A pleasure to be with you this morning. And it is a pleasure to be with you. And we really are blessed that we get to do this on a daily basis. I'm a little under the weather this morning. Don't know quite why. It might be the weather. It just might be that I'm tired. We've got a vacation coming up. Not next week, but the week after. I'm sure that I will survive, and all is well. We've got an interesting morning, because I'm not sure. It's kind of like spin the wheel of fortune and see who we end up with. This is what we know for sure. State Rep candidate Jim Peterson will be with us, and Susan Demas from Mears will be with us. That I'm pretty sure of. Kevin Moore, not so sure. So, Kevin, if you're out there listening this morning, we are in search of you, sir. We are in search of you. Anyway, in the meantime, there's never a lack of things to talk about, that's for sure. Then we'll get to all of all that we've got. We've got some audio to share with you as well, and lots of opinions. And then, of course, everything else that is fit to print. As the saying goes, what is the New York Times? All the news that's fit to print. So anyway, we've got a lot of that stuff going. So instead of just having me meander on, let's do it this way.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Impactful. That's impactful. That's a sound, but it's impactful. That works right. Impactful. Impactful is one of those words that I've always liked. And I, you know, as a writer, I like the word because it's very descriptive. You know, it's the verbosage, like verbosage. I just created a word. Anyway, impactful is one of those words that really does say something. It does something. It means something. It is something. And when it's impactful, we know automatically know what that means. Wow, that was really impactful. Right? We don't need to describe it beyond that because we know that it means something definitive. Something strong, something bold, something daring, something, oh my gosh, impactful. When we have an impact on something or someone, I like the or someone part, impactful is so critical to making sure that your message gets out there. If you're being impactful, it's important to bridging or building that bridge between where you is to where you is wanting to be. That's right. Impactful is one of those words that, just kind of takes care of itself. Does it not? I think so. I think, in fact, the word is quite. Yeah, okay. Impactful. All right. It's a simple word, but that is our first word today. Impactful. Tigers were impactful last night, Jeffrey. Finally, they didn't get swept. Thank you. They went 7-5. behind a couple back-to-back dingers. So we'll take it.
There's a high, towering fly ball to right center field. Ellsbury going back, still going back to the wall. He looks up, and that ball is gone, a home run. They've done it again. Cabrera and Fielder have gone back-to-back.
That's the third time this year that Miggy and Prince have gone back-to-back. Second time on this road trip.
That's pretty impactful, I would say.
It was impactful, that's for sure. Yeah, interestingly, you gotta love Rod, as we talked about the other day. I mean, he in and of himself is quite impactful, no question about that. I don't know. He's quite a character, Jeffrey.
That he is. And sometimes it sounds like they aren't even listening to each other. It's just like, I wanted to say this, so I'm going to say it anyway.
I would imagine that working with Rod Allen is, it requires some patience. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? They're both entertaining. I like watching the broadcast. There's so many other people we could have, and then you just got to be thankful that we got those two. It's fun to watch baseball when they're doing the broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anyway, they do win last night, as did the Sox, so we continue to be...
Did they let them play all nine innings last night? Was that the case?
The Tigers?
Yeah, because, you know, obviously the night before they only allowed to play five or six innings.
Yeah, so. Well, that was the big controversy in sports talk radio yesterday. That's all they were talking about, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately for me, I was preparing for the Ed Schultz show, so I didn't really have time to hang my hat on anything but what I had in front of me, which wasn't that. Doesn't matter because it was in the books, right?
You got that right.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but it just doesn't matter. Once the decision was made to hang up that game, whether you agreed with it or not, Jeff, it was what it was. So, well. Why is it some days it's so hard to do what we do, and other days it's so simple to do what we do?
Are you feeling like today's one of those hard days?
Well, you know, just you have trouble connecting with guests, and I'm not going to pick on anybody, but, you know, there isn't, I got to be quiet now. So, yeah, just some days it's a little more challenging than other days, that's all. No big deal. And then I'm not feeling 100% today for whatever reason. So Anthony says, well, we should have done the show from home, but we couldn't do that, so... In case Kevin Moore shows up, where he's just kind of MIA. Kevin Moore's a busy guy, so I'm not too terribly concerned that he's not going to show. At the same time, you know, you want a little heads up, a little high sign.
So that's where this has come now. It's like one of those things where you're like, oh, it's good to have in your back pocket and have occasionally or, you know, convenience. But now you're actually getting to the point where... You're thinking about just doing everything from home from now on.
No. Let's clear up a few things. That's not true, and I am not anti-summer.
You're not. In fact, you probably won't show up anywhere anymore. You'll have like a hologram, and then just ISDN your voice into the hologram, and you can show up to like 1,000 places at once.
A hologram. There you go. You know, if I could get away with it, I probably would. Once in a while, anyway. I just, you know... As you know, because you get up this early as well as I do, after a while you just need some time off. I used to wonder, you know, when I was younger, people that did morning radio, how they did it. And then I talked to somebody rather famous in this market and said, you know, that did morning radio for many, many years. And I said, how do you do this? I mean, how do you get up every morning? And he says, well, why do you think we have, you know, 7 weeks vacation a year? So I've been doing that wrong. I'm not taking 7 weeks. But if you stop and think about it, a lot of people in radio, especially in morning radio, but in radio in general, do get a lot of time off. Have you noticed that?
I guess so.
No, they really do. Even in this building. I mean, there have been, you know, we took the week off between Christmas and New Year, which we'll do again this year, and then we're taking a month, a week off this summer, a month, Wouldn't that be something? But that's 2 weeks. Now, there was basically every show in this building took 2 weeks off for the holiday. And then they've already all taken off at least one, if not 2 weeks already. So there's 4 weeks. And then there was the week of Easter, so there's 5 weeks. I could go on, but I think I'm making my point. And I enjoy doing what I do, so I wouldn't want all that time. Well, I guess I would take it if it was something that I really wanted to take. I just don't. I enjoy doing what we do. But oh well, it is what it is. And I have no idea why we went down this path, but we did, and that's that. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to today's show. I'm looking forward to them all. What I can't wait for is primary day next Tuesday. Now, the way things are shaking out right now, we've got lots of stuff to get to between now and next Tuesday. And then it looks like I'm going to be on remote Monday and Tuesday next week. But that doesn't mean that we get to ignore that the primary exists. So we'll look forward to that. And then as we take that a step further, after the primary, we need to start focusing on the general. But we will get our week vacation. Wants to give me a pep talk. Oh, I don't need a pep talk. I need a Pepto-Bismol. but we'll take the caller after the break. so I'm looking forward to the general. See, we haven't been through a general election before. Last year, we were still in ramp-up mode. This year, we're actually in election mode. I absolutely adore general elections. And one of the things that I need to start working on almost post-haste, almost immediately, is there's going to be a debate between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And I'm going to want to do a debate party somewhere. So if somebody wants to suggest a centralized location to do a debate party, I'm all for that. I did that a few years back and had a great time. And we just had a great, great time. So anyway, let's take a quick break here. And then Laura in Royal Oak, who's on the phone, wants to give me I'll take a pep talk. And I think I'll go grab some antacid, and that way I'll have my Pepto-Bismol as well. All right, let's get to the break. A lot of audio to get to. It's a Chick-fil-A kind of day. Oh, it all makes sense at some point here. Everybody stay right where they're at. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano, and we'll be back right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We're going to run out of time, and I just want to ask, what specifically are you going to do to provide universal coverage to the 30 million people who are uninsured?
That is not the issue.
On 1310 WDTW.
But you don't think the 30 million people who are uninsured is an issue?
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we still have that accident investigation that has Elizabeth Lake Road closed in both directions at M59 and also Highland Road eastbound at North Cass Lake Road. And also we have a problem with Highland Road westbound at North Cass Lake Road as your left lane block and traffic is getting by in the right lane only due to that accident. So you want to avoid that area if you can. Also, we got a brand new accident over on the Lodge southbound at 75 that has your left lane blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 92 with isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, rainy and 70 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. And it's currently 67 outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away. And so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely, so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members, a place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Triano
on 1310
WDTW.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. We've been making our wait long enough, so we turn our attention to Laura in Royal Oak and welcome her to First Shift. And good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Pretty good, but I want to let you know that the reason that I listen to you is because of your commitment and your compassion. And you are a lot like me in the fact that you throw everything you have into everything that you do, and it gets exhausting. This is an election year. It's hard, but you're one of the few voices out there that get the word out. And I know you're tired. Take a sabbatical after the election.
Well, yeah, you know, we're going to, after the primary, we're going to take a week off, and then after the general, we'll take a little time off because we need to. I mean, you know, we're all only human. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm more than happy to show up at the rallies, and I'm happy to give speeches, and I do that, and I work 6-7 days a week, but at some point, I'm human just like everybody else, Laura, and I need to recharge my batteries, and sometimes I just, And again,
and
after the election,
to recharge your batteries because we do need you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do. I thank you so much for the call this morning, and I appreciate the pep talk. I do. The reality, like all of us, the reality is that you get to a certain point where you say, you know, am I more effective doing this or this? Should I do this or that? Well, I don't do that. I go, I need to do it all, and maybe sometimes I don't need to do it all. But it's just where I'm at, and I'm okay with that. I'm really fine. I just, I know that I've got some time coming, and I'm going to really try to unplug as much as I possibly can. What does that mean? Really, it means unplug. It means not. It's not that I don't think about, because I do think about it, but even candidates after the primary, those that win will take a little time to go, oh, thank God I won. Those that lose will cry in their Cheerios and then they'll move on. It's just, I've been there, so I know. And it's just part of the reality of dealing with what you got to deal with, no question about it. All right, let's take a listen to some of the audio. We've got lots of audio to get to. We haven't updated what's happening in Wayne County in a while. Poor Bob Ficano. Well, not poor Bob Ficano. Actually, not poor Bob Ficano at all. He kind of got it. What he's got it. He's got it coming. What he's got coming. Let's get an update on what's happening in Wayne County with this piece from WXYZ-TV.
Zaid Alaban is the latest Ficano appointee to get hit with an indictment. He was previously charged in what's called a criminal complaint, but now the grand jury has formally indicted Alaban for obstruction of justice, and they've added three new charges of falsifying documents. Federal prosecutors allege the county's former director of enterprise application falsified documents to hide a bribery scheme that involved Alaban's supervisor in the IT department to hear Kazmi. Kazmi and Alaban are also friends. Last week, Kazmi pleaded guilty to accepting bribes, and as part of his plea deal, Kazmi will be cooperating with the FBI's probe into Wayne County government. The indictment alleges that Alaban conspired with Kazmi to obstruct justice when they tried to get a private contractor to lie to the feds. Kazmi admitted in court that the contractor was Phil Shisha, the owner of Strategic Business Partners, which received multi-million dollar IT contracts. Alaban's attorney tells us that his client is absolutely not guilty and that he has been cooperating with the federal probe. His attorney also says it was only after Alaban refused to plead guilty to the original obstruction allegation that the feds added more charges.
You know, you almost now need a scorecard. Well, maybe not almost. I mean, you do need a scorecard. This is getting a little out of control. As the Wayne County turns, it's really unfortunate. All right, we move on. We just move on. I said it was an update. We got you the update. All right. What's happening in the 11th? Now, we've got this wacko Tea Party guy. We've got the wacko not Tea Party woman, who's the former state senator, who's the write-in candidate. And then you've got all kinds of other stuff, and you've got a special election, and ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, little bit of this, a little bit of that. It gets crazy. But, again, according to Channel 7, the write-in candidate actually is leading in the polls. Will it matter? Will people write her in? Well, we'll see, but let's get an update on that one now.
Now, Michigan's 11th congressional district is getting a whole lot of attention since the abrupt resignation of Thaddeus McCotter. And tonight, our exclusive 7 Action News Detroit Free Press poll shows an interesting development of this one. If that election were held right now, Nancy Cassese would win with more than half the vote. But that's assuming voters remember she's waging a write-in campaign. Her name will not be on the ballot. The former Republican state senator's name will not be there with businessman Kerry Bentivoglio.
It's normally very difficult to win a race when you're a write-in candidate. But I think, one, she has high name recognition. Her favorability numbers are up considerably, more than her opponent. And she's been part of the party establishment for a good bit of time.
And to complicate things further, McCotter's resignation is also forcing a separate special election in that same district.
This is just a mess. You know, I'm going to try to walk you through what's going on. You've got a set of candidates that are for the general, a set of candidates that are for the special. Now, on the Republican side, most of the candidates on the general are the same as the special, but the candidates on the Democratic side are different on the special than they are on the general. You following me? Of course you're not following me, because there's nothing normal about the 11th Congressional District. Now, here's the craziest part. In the special election, you with me so far? In the special election, if you're in the old 11th Congressional, you get to vote. In the general, if you're in the new 11th, you get to vote. But you don't get to vote in the old 11th in the general for the new 11th. I realize that it's complicated, folks, but there's no way around this because of Thad McCotter. It's just, it really is, it's uncomfortable to even talk about because it's so weird. It is just so weird. So if you are a candidate, if you live in the old 11th, which I do, I will be able to vote in the special election that'll take place in September, which does not take place on August 7th, but September 5th. And maybe this gets clearer after the primary, but I doubt it. And people are just kind of going, how did this happen? It happened because a guy by the name of Thaddeus McCotter couldn't hold on to a seat for another 8 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever it was. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right. We've got so much more to get to. It's really... I live in the 11th, and I ran against McCotter, and it just gets all very frustrating, and I'm kind of out of sorts over it because it's so unnecessary. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I know, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. I've never, and I don't know that we'll ever see anything like this ever again. Fair enough? Well, whether it's fair enough or not, it's the way it is. All right, we'll take the break here. Feel free to join us, by the way. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Facebook at Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we still have that accident investigation that has Elizabeth Lake Road closed in both directions at M59, and also Highland Road eastbound at North Cass Lake Road. And also we have a problem with Highland Road westbound at North Cass Lake Road as your left lane blocking traffic is getting by in the right lane only due to that accident. So you want to avoid that area if you can. Also, we got a brand new accident over on the lot southbound at 75 that has your left lane blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Drive through your local McDonald's and try the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie. This healthy McCafe beverage is made with ripe blueberries, pomegranate juice, and creamy low-fat yogurt, and is only available for a limited time. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 92 with isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, rainy and 70 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. And it's currently 67 outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The high rollers who run Wall Street's top hedge funds essentially gamble with other people's money, betting billions of dollars on such stuff as whether XYZ Corporation's third quarter profits will be 1 point lower than forecast. Doing this, they assert, is genius work, entitling them to be paid more than anyone else. 2 years ago, for example, each of the top 10 hedge fund dealers averaged $175 million in pay, or about $84,000 an hour. Sure enough, their bets on corporate performance usually turn out to be winners. How do they do that? Are they really Einsteins, or is something else in play? Something else. The New York Times reports that a handful of big hedge funds have been systematically receiving insider tips from corporate analysts working at Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and other Wall Street stock brokerages. These analysts, who are experts on the inner workings of particular corporations, have quietly been sending periodic insider updates on corporate performance to a few favored funds. The under-the-table updates reveal such key information as whether XYZ's corporate profits are heading up or down, or whether management changes or other corporate surprises are in the works. The insights of these analysts are supposed to be released only on a set date to the public at large, so no one investor gets an advantage. But the internal documents of the big hedge funds show that they're getting an early peek, allowing them to make their investment bets before ordinary investors know what's going on. With these tips, the funds make a killing, while non-privileged small investors often take a hit. This is Jim Hightower saying, like Las Vegas hustlers, high-strutting hedge fund whizzes aren't brilliant or deserving, and certainly not ethical. What they are is getting rich by gaming the system.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us.
First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
All right, and I've got to ask you, 35 minutes after the hour, how many of you, like me, have received now multiple calls from the DIA asking you if you're going to vote for the millage, and not just the DIA, just the general robocall? I've had four or five now, you know, just the generic, are you aware that blah, blah, blah. And so I get it. I mean, I get it. It's okay. I mean, it is what it is. But, all right, well, again, from Channel 7, let's take a look at the DIA millage and see what they have to say on that.
The Detroit Institute of Arts has been part of Detroit's cultural landscape since the 1800s, but now its future is in question.
To have a collection like this in our backyard is significant.
The battle is playing out on TV, with the DIA launching a $1 million campaign to push voters to support a millage on the primary ballot next week.
You don't want to go to a city and find out they don't have a major art museum, so keeping this place vital and vibrant is absolutely essential.
The millage would raise about $23 million a year to fix the DIA's budget. Anne Marie Erickson, the DIA's chief operating officer, says without voter support, there will be drastic consequences.
What will happen is we will begin immediately reducing staff, reducing programs, cutting what we deem to be the non-essential programs out of the budget.
And that would be just the beginning. Museum officials say they'll get through early 2013 and then assess whether the museum can still remain open. Opponents of the millage say the museum is asking too much from struggling homeowners.
There should be no additional tax added to people's property. That's unconscionable in these difficult economic times.
Several watchdog groups have lined up against the millage and suggest that the DIA turn to its $100 million endowment.
Borrow against their endowment, use their endowment as collateral to collateralize a loan to fund their operations while they build their endowment. They should be a good neighbor. They should be a benefit to the taxpayer instead of a burden.
Opponents say those who actually use the DIA should bear the bulk of funding, meaning visitors should pay higher admission fees. And they say the television commercials are a scare tactic.
If you see the TV commercial that says that they're going to close their doors if they don't get taxpayer support, I don't know that I believe that.
Voters have until Tuesday to think about it.
Well, you know, with all due respect, okay, let's for a moment assume that everything they said was right and these are scare tactics and all that. Jeff, you know, here's my question to you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that at any time you want, if this passes, that you can go down to the DIA and just enjoy it? Period. Just show up anytime you want and enjoy it. Doesn't cost you a dime. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Isn't that how museums and stuff work?
Well, not all of them. Some of them require that you pay to get in, and that's what this guy was just saying. You know, they need to do that. They need to require them that they have to pay to get in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand why he's saying what he is. It seems like that's the prevailing thought now with a lot of things. Well, if you don't use it, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And if you do use it, you should have to pay more. Well, I mean, if you started thinking that way, then I've never had a fire, so I don't have to pay taxes to support a fire department. But if you've had a fire, then you should probably have to pay a ton more to get it put out, right? I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Well, you know, we didn't play the audio yesterday, but the Detroit police, at least some in the Detroit Police Department, want to pass a millage. To continue to, mandate that they, that the city, the people that live in the city, to pay more taxes, to pay for the police and fire. And I get why they want to do that, but man, oh man, you can't just keep on turning to the citizens every time. And so, yes, I guess I'm now talking out of both sides of my face, aren't I?
Well, and the thing is that millage they wanted passed wouldn't go to current staff. I guess there's a stipulation whereas if they passed the millage, it would specifically say they would have to hire more people. So at least it would be creating jobs, I suppose.
Well, that would be nice. It would be nice to create a job or two along the way. Hey, I'm just going to have to ask you to do me a favor and hold the microphone for a few minutes. I need to walk away. I hate to do that to you, but if you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, why not? How about we get into what you were talking about a little bit earlier, though, and talk about this Chick-fil-A thing.
That's great. Go ahead, and I'll be right back.
All right, because Fox News, it's done by Fox News, but it's not necessarily an opinion piece. It's basically just talking about the fact that Mike Huckabee, who, yes, has a show on Fox News and is now a media-type person, but has decided to show his support to Fox News, or to Chick-fil-A, and came out with an appreciation day. Apparently wildly popular with some people, and this is what the report had to say.
Governor Mike Huckabee called for this Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and supporters coming out in droves to support the chicken chain after CEO Dan Caffey came under fire for supporting marriage between a man and a woman. Governor Mike Huckabee says this has nothing to do with gay rights and everything to do with free speech. Now in his first interview since starting this wave today, he's here.
We're here for First Amendment free speech rights. That's it. And he had a right to say what he wanted to say.
The owner of this business expressed an opinion. People are free to boycott this business if they choose to. People are free to start businesses with opinions, and we're free not to shop there. That's what economic freedom and the 13th Amendment is about.
And I support Chick-fil-A. I think they're a good company. And besides, they're growing in Southern California. It's the one place that they're giving jobs.
And I understand where, you know, these people are coming from. I think that one lady is completely right in the middle of the thing where she says, you're free to debate and say you're not going to support Chick-fil-A. You're free to go to Chick-fil-A if you want. And that's how the country's supposed to work. But I think it's interesting how this is not about marriage and equality. It's about free speech. It's interesting because if the business owner said something completely non-conservative, said something liberal, and expected nobody to raise a fuss about it, then would these same people still be supporting the business? I tend not to believe that would be the case. I go back to letting people say ignorant things. Freedom of speech, right? Rashard Mendenhall was a spokesperson for a Champion Athletic Gear and completely said something that was very offensive, and yet, you know, the free market didn't dictate whether people were going to boycott that company or not. He got fired immediately. It's all freedom of speech, though, right? And even worse about that Fox News report is that they say the owner or the CEO of Chick-fil-A, all he said was he supports a marriage between a man and a woman. It's not exactly all he said. He definitely does support marriage between a man and a woman. But it did say some other things that were, I would say, offensive to the gay and lesbian community. And that's what is at the stake here. For Fox to kind of gloss over that and just say, well, it's traditional marriage that he was supporting kind of isn't fair and balanced. But I guess we should expect that from Fox News, right? That's just how they operate. Interestingly enough, I don't know if anyone has seen it, but Conan O'Brien does a late night show. Now, obviously, we get up way too early to watch it live, but I've seen clips of it, and a hilarious take. If you haven't seen it, you got to find it on YouTube. I don't know if we should play it, but because it's kind of late night humor. Hilarious, though, because since the Muppets came out and basically said they wanted to cut ties with Chick-fil-A, Conan O'Brien found him a puppet that would, you know, more closely relate the thoughts of Chick-fil-A. And it's Chaz the Intolerant Chicken. You got to look up the video. Hilarious, but we're not going to play it on the air. I don't know if the FCC would appreciate those thoughts. Anyway, speaking of Fox News, as we continue to look at some of the audio that we have here, Fox News is, if you listen to the show, kind of ridiculous, right? Fox News decided that they would delve into a Grover Norquist recent article for the American Tax Policy, whatever corporate, you know, whatever the organization is that he runs. Their recent claim It's supposed to shock and astound you about taxes and the fact that our government is attacking Olympians now. You know, that if you win a gold medal, heaven forbid, you're going to earn a ton of money. Because there's fame, fortune, and a gold medal that comes along with it. And the government basically will tax you for that. How dare they? Fox News says that perhaps now Olympians will stay away from winning gold medals because they're going to get taxed more than if they win a silver. And that, of course, is probably why Michael Phelps hasn't won a gold medal, right?
First of all, how did you find out that the IRS was going to tax Olympic athletes?
Well, it's always been a part of tax law that prizes are taxable. And so if you get a prize for winning a refrigerator on a game show, or you get a prize for winning a medal at the Olympics, as we have, gold medal winners get $25,000 in prizes from the U.S. Olympic Committee. That's considered taxable income by the IRS, and from there it's just a simple matter of math.
Right, and guys, pull up that first one. If you win a gold medal, this is the part that's really even crazy. I mean, you win $25,000, I get it. You have to pay tax on that. But you also pay a tax on the gold in the actual medal itself, is that right?
Well, technically, it's not just cash that you have to pay taxes on. If you receive a prize for winning anything, and that's a refrigerator on a game show, that's an Olympic gold medal, it doesn't have to be cash, you have to pay taxes on the fair market value of that. So what we did at Americans for Tax Reform is we took a look at what the fair market value of a gold medal would be based on what its alloy composition was and based on commodity prices. Wow. And we found that they're worth a few hundred dollars. You've got to pay a couple hundred bucks in taxes even on the medal.
I'm looking at this, and the gold, $236 for the medal, $8,750 for the cash prize, $8,900. Michael Phelps would have a tough time meeting his tax obligation here. He's got 18 of those bad boys at $9,000 each.
That's right. It keeps racking them up. It makes you wonder whether some of these guys are going to start throwing races and getting silvers in order to lower their tax bill.
Are you kidding me? He's making $25,000 a gold medal, and yet he's going to have trouble paying that? That's ridiculous. And he's going to throw it. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. Come back with more after this.
First Chip with Tony Trujillo.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
And a stellar job, Jeffrey. A stellar job indeed. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. As many of you are aware, you didn't do the Obamacare thing, did you?
No.
Good. Okay. Well, yesterday actually was an important day in the world of healthcare. Now, listen, we are a long way from this being perfect. But especially if you're a woman, yesterday was the beginning of a new opportunity for you as Obamacare starts expanding slowly but surely. And by the year 2014, which is not that far off, folks, the profound impact of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act will be upon us. This from NBC News.
A lot of Democrats are celebrating today as a milestone, but Republicans, not done fighting.
Beginning today, every employer in the United States is required to provide free contraception to its female employees. It's the most controversial of 8 new rules to kick in under President Obama's health care reform law.
Women no longer have to reach into their pockets to pay for wellness checkups.
Health plans now must provide free screening for everything from STDs to diabetes to domestic violence. While Democrats are celebrating, Senate Republicans tried again to repeal the law known as Obamacare.
If they're proud of it, I don't know why they wouldn't want to vote on it. We need to repeal and replace this health care law.
Democrats were outraged.
What is with this idea of repeal? Do you really want to take away these benefits from women?
If you want to repeal that, then bring it on.
Of the new rules that kick in today, religious and conservative groups are most upset about the contraceptive requirement for employers.
It forces an impossible choice on them. Either they've got to violate their conscience or they'll be faced with extraordinary fines.
The rule is already being challenged in the courts by foes of the president's health care law who are hoping to go back to the Supreme Court and fight again.
And a Colorado company has won a reprieve from a federal judge, and that opens the door to even more challenges.
All right. Well, it's again, it's good news, and it's the beginning of a great process. And, you know, all the debate aside, and there's got a lot of debate there, all of the debate aside, ultimately it provides greater access. And I'm going to ask the question one more time. Why would you be against the Affordable Care Act? Why would you do that? All right. Mitt Romney's back. Mitt Romney's back. He smoke and crack. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm telling you, he had one hell of a trip. And the DNC, that's right, the Democratic National Committee, wanted to welcome him back. And in their own way, they put together this video as a reminder of his trip as a tourist.
Welcome back.
And Mitt Romney is on his way back stateside, heading to Boston after a difficult overseas trip.
Mitt Romney is heading back to the U.S. today after wrapping up an international tour that featured some major gaffes.
The Republican presidential candidate didn't seem to be able to stop making controversial comments.
His trip was marked by self-inflicted wounds at every stop.
From Mitt Romney, a gold medal gaffe, questioning London's readiness for the Olympics.
There are a few things that were disconcerting, the stories about the private security firm not having enough people.
Those words made the kind of headlines Mitt Romney wasn't hoping to see on an overseas trip that was about boosting his foreign policy resume. On the Today Show, he wasn't apologizing for the Olympics comments, nor was he apologizing for not releasing more than 2 years of his income taxes. He may have lost a few fans in the host city of London.
There's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready?
And Romney's ready to leave that baggage behind this weekend as he travels on to Israel and Poland.
Romney began the week in Israel with a comment that largely overshadowed his visit.
Romney is getting some flack for comments he made in Jerusalem, and it caught a lot of world leaders off guard.
Romney was criticized by several officials for telling Jewish donors that their culture is part of what has allowed them to be more economically successful than Palestinians.
Today in Poland, reporters peppered Romney with questions, and it quickly grew tense with one of his press aides.
After shaking hands with local dignitaries, Romney walked to his car, ignoring questions shouted by U.S. reporters.
What about your dad?
That's when the aide, traveling press secretary Rick Gorka, lost it.
Show some respect.
We haven't had another chance to ask some questions.
This is a holy sight for the Polish people. Show some respect.
That's right. He said, shove it and kiss my blank at a site that he himself described as a holy place. Now the incident is becoming an embarrassment for the Republican presidential candidate.
Some very tense moments between the press pool and the Romney campaign.
But you're starting to see some of the campaign's frustrations spill out.
Mr. Romney's now on his way back home to the United States, calling his overseas trip a success.
All right. Well, welcome back, Mittens. Great to have you back home. And telling you, the poor guy, he really knows how to make an ass of himself. Well, not according to Newt Gingrich, actually. Newt Gingrich says in a very short piece of audio that Mitt had a great trip. This is exactly what Newt had to say.
The visit to Israel and the visit to Poland were very effective and drew a very real contrast between Obama's policies, which have been largely anti-Israeli and anti-Polish, and where Romney would be, which would be returning to a classical American friendship with both Israel and Poland.
Which, of course, neither of which is true. Jeff, do you find it a little odd? You've got a guy named Mitt and a guy named Newt. Just a little odd. I'm just saying. I'm not picking on anybody, just saying.
And a guy named Barack.
And a guy named Barack, for that matter. You're right. So
I find it's more odd to me that Newt is trying to stress, and I've heard this, or I've actually read this a couple places as well, from the GOP talking point places, that Mitt is pro Poland and pro Israel. We actually played the audio from a Palestinian top aide saying that Mitt Romney's comments were racist and everyone in the area basically thinks badly of him now. It's like, how can you possibly spin that?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I don't know how they can possibly spin it, but they do their best.
Or how about when a top Israel official said, the defense minister said, hey, we've never had a better president to work with than Barack Obama.
Yeah, in fact, he went on and on and on and saying that in his memory, which was, he said, two generations, there was not anybody that treated Israel better than the Obama administration. I don't know that it gets any better than that, Jeff.
But somehow, Obama is so anti-everything, right?
Yeah.
Anti-anything.
Well, that's when Newt says that he's anti-Israeli, anti-Palestinian, anti-Poland, he's just wrong. All right, folks, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do that here. In the meantime, I'm actually going to take off for the day. I'm a little under the weather, so sometimes you just got to give in, and this morning, and not in a bad way, this morning I'm going to take off. So that's where we're at right now. Thanks, everybody, for what we do. We'll be back tomorrow, all fresh, brand new, feeling squeaky clean. I'm Tony Truppiano. Be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Your commute is looking pretty good right now. Just following some slow traffic on 275 northbound between Ford Road and Ann Arbor Road, and the same for 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. Now, we got some construction on 696 westbound just after Ryan Road. Single lane closure starts at 9 a.m. And 696 eastbound at the Bermuda Hilton exit. That ramp will be closed starting at 11 a.m. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 92 with isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, rainy and 70 degrees. Tomorrow, more the same, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. And it's currently 67 outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio. I'm Dirk Van. Congress in a tizzy over taxes now that the House has voted to extend all Bush-era tax cuts, including those for the wealthiest Americans. President Obama and the Senate say the wealthy should pay more. And as NBC Steve Handelsman reports, the stalemate could affect all Americans.
After the election, Congress has just 7 weeks to make a deal to prevent everybody's taxes from going up on the first day of 2013.
How dry is it? Half the U.S. counties have been declared disaster areas. USDA has opened up nearly 4 million acres of conservation land to help ease the burden for ranchers. Wall Street looking to rebound after another slide. Stock futures point to a higher open. And there's no place like home in a struggling economy. Stats show more adult kids are living with their parents, up from 32% in 1980 to 43% in 2009. Analysts say financial insecurity and student loan debt help drive the trend. This is NBC News Radio. When it comes to expressing their views on same-sex marriage, supporters and opponents aren't chicken. In fact, they flocked to Chick-fil-A restaurants yesterday to weigh in on the company CEO's controversial remarks. NBC's John Yang.
From Texas to Pennsylvania, people lined up in big numbers to support a fast food chain under fire over its president's public opposition to gay marriage.
As one New Jersey Chick-fil-A owner put it, we never have lines like this. Thank you. A rivalry renewed at the London Olympics today. Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte square off in the finals of the men's 200-meter individual medley. And equestrian dressage will feature Rafalka, a horse partially owned by Ann Romney. And he may be the world's greatest basketball player, but getting a date at the Olympics is no slam dunk for LeBron James. Turns out Lauren Perdue, one of the top U.S. swimmers, had to reject an invite to dinner with King James. She had a curfew. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Coffee company Green Mountain is coming back out of the valley. Stock in the maker of Keurig machines and K-cups fell 40% in a single day back in May when it slashed its earnings forecast. But after yesterday's closing bell, Green Mountain stock rose more than 12% as the company reports a 30% increase in profit and says it has developed a better system of predicting consumer demand. The picture is not very bright for a couple of companies in the TV manufacturing business. Sony reports lower earnings and has cut its outlook. Sharp also posting weak earnings. That company also announcing it is cutting 5,000 jobs around the world, including jobs potentially in the U.S. Stock futures for the moment are higher. S&P futures gaining 4 points. NASDAQ futures up 8. Dow futures up 44. In Europe, stock markets are holding near flat as the continent awaits an announcement on monetary policy from the European Central Bank. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fastballing philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as 1 day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The Home Depot is rolling out a new way to do any paint project faster. New Behr Premium Plus Ultra with stain blocking, now just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one now has powerful new stain blocking for the toughest jobs and better adhesion on almost any surface. Time to roll with new improved Behr Ultra, the newest way to a faster paint project. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddled on.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
And good afternoon, good morning. This is the second hour of the First Shift show. Tony Trubiano feeling a little under the weather. I'm Jeff Radford, the producer of this fine radio show. And I thought, while we have the time, instead of a best of, or actually it is still going to be a best of, we'd give some love to some people who deserve it, who need it, as the primaries.
Works with us, it works with our other business, everything that we do. All of our companies have always been union. We go after the unions. We want them to be us.
All right, well, Joe, let's talk about the other things that you do before we talk a little more specifically about Union Circle. What is it that your companies, because there are multiple companies, what is it that you folks do?
We have two primary companies. One is a utility contracting firm called Lee Chem Inc., and our members are IBEW Local 17. And we have another company called Golden Dental Plans, which is a dental HMO, and we service all the building trades, Teamsters, some UAW, Wayne County, Macomb County, City of Detroit. And our members in that company are UAW. So we are pro-union. We're union companies. And, you know, not just as a union company, but as a vendor of organized labor, we saw this. There's a struggle there for us to communicate with the membership. And a lot of the locals are having that same struggle. So one of the main goals of Union Circle is to try to help the local interact with the membership a little better, and the membership interact with the local as well. So it's a platform to communicate and to grow, to share ideas. It's free, and we're really excited about it.
You know, I and I'll throw this question back to Gary. I have been astounded. I we've been promoting this about a month, a little over a month now. We've shared this with a lot of people. We've had a lot of people join, and yet I haven't had one negative comment. I haven't had one person say, "Well, this functionality doesn't work," or "I don't think this is going to Not one negative comment. And I'm just curious, because you guys now have been live with this about the same amount of time I've been on board. I mean, live in a bigger way. Are you getting nothing but positive? I mean, normally I get negative feedback. I'm not getting not a word, not a negative word, not one.
Actually, Tony, we are getting nothing but positive feedbacks out of this. And one of the key things that we're noticing with a lot of the unions that we deal with and a lot of the unions that we're going after, they're looking forward to being on because they do not have a media sense for them to get to their members other than maybe mail or newsletters or this. This way now they can be able to go online, they can post the jobs that are coming up, they can post some activities that are going on in the union, they can do everything, get to their members immediately instead of waiting for it to go through the mail. And half the times, as you know, in the mail, people don't read it. Yeah. Especially if they think it's junk mail.
Well, and social media has become the way to do it. So to build this in that model, and Joel, I'll turn to you again, to build in that model of either Facebook or Twitter, what I find fascinating is you've integrated it with those things. So you don't have to leave anything to join this. You can actually integrate it with what you're already doing. So I'll give you credit for being the visionary there.
No, and that was by design. But it's also the site's working extremely well. But we're just starting to really grow the membership. And as the membership grows, the site's going to get more and more exciting because we have a tremendous amount of vendors that are looking to offer discounts to our members. You know, because it's not just voting power and the speaking power of Union Circle, but there's some buying power there too, and we want our membership to be able to share in that. So we've got a lot of vendors that are going to be on, I would say, within 2 weeks where you're going to see discounts, coupons all over. Giveaways are going to be expanded. There's a lot of people that want to give us products just to be able to get the word out there of what they have. We're trying to promote companies that are pro-union. And if they are union, that's even better. But we'll take union-friendly, too.
All right. And so that people understand this, this for both of you, if there are companies that are listening to us right now that have something to offer, you want to hear from them.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let me give you a for instance, Tony. When we first started this, we did a major presentation to all the presidents of all the building trade unions, probably in January. At that time, there was a big picket line out in front of Art Van, their location. The carpenters have been picketing them for 6-8 months at least, minimum. We ended up doing the presentation. One of the gentlemen who was a partner of ours that's doing a lot of the advertising, Alan Sussman from Sussman Sykes, was happened to be sitting in the room, heard the carpenters were, we don't want Art Van. Well, Art Van happened to be his client. He went back, met with Art Van, met with the people. The next day we had a meeting with Mike Jackson, the head of the carpenters, and they pulled the picket line off. They fired the non-union company, brought in the union company, and they've been with us ever since. That's just the power of this. They were afraid that all the unions get together. That's a lot of people other than just a few people.
You know, let me just ask you both, because this is kind of, a lot of times people say, building the better mousetrap. And so you have this idea. And I'm sure that, when you guys first thought about doing this and got that small team together and got excited about it, you start to wonder, really, is there going to be a market for this? Are people going to get excited about it? And here we throw it out there. I'll give you an example. There's a guy last week that joined, and he joined on Monday. I saw him on Wednesday, and he said to me, I'm off work for a couple of weeks. I'm not going to be back until mid-August. But I noticed yesterday when I went on unioncircle.com, he's been going nuts. He's posting all kinds of videos and links. And so I sent him an email this morning before I came in. I get up, as you guys know, I get up awfully early, and I sent him an email this morning. I said, hey, Brian, tell me what's going on. It seems to me like you're having way too much fun. He said, I cannot wait to get to work and share this with people. So what he said, do you have any brochures? Because I have one here. So I'm going to have to get some of these from you guys. And I'll come by the office because you're in Warren. I'll come by the office and get some. But he can't wait. I mean, people are chomping at the bit. Did you expect that people would react this strong a way? Because I didn't expect people to react this strongly.
We didn't really know how powerful it would be until we got started. And the more union leadership that we met with, the more we realized how exciting it was. So we think we're going to surpass all our goals as far as membership. We think it's going to be very, very exciting.
And this is, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is a national website. I don't want people, and that's the other thing I've been trying to stress. In fact, I'm guest hosting the Ed Schultz Show the next 3 days, and I'm going to really promote this to his audience. This is a national community. This is not just local. This isn't Southeast Michigan. This is a national community, right?
Absolutely.
Plus, we're also international. We've now picked up all the building and construction trades in Canada. They're now members of Union Circle. The electricians, the bricklayers, they've all joined Union Circle. So we're pretty happy with that.
I would be, too. And this is just such a neat thing. I found a video. This is my own little testimony. I found a video at unioncircle.com, and it was on, and I'll get into more specifics later, but it was on a company, a trade, the Associated Builders and Contractors, which is a right-leaning anti-union organization. And it beautifully explained what they were, because I sometimes, even though I'm a word guy, sometimes I have trouble just explaining this stuff. So somebody had posted this video on there. Joe, you're looking at me like, have you seen that video?
No, not yet.
You got to see it. It's great. Well, I took it, and not only did I post it, and this is where I love the Facebook function, not only did I comment on it on the unioncircle.com site, but I also posted it to Facebook, and we got hundreds of comments on it. Wouldn't that happen without Union Circle? And it was a great video. It's 6 minutes long. It was perfectly done. And I had more people thank me for posting that, but I would have never found it without UnionCircle.com.
Well, we also have, within Union Circle, is UnionCircleNews.com.
Yes.
And it's the largest single site for labor-related articles that you can find. And we're drawing information from all over the country.
See, now this is where you're in trouble, because I told Cheryl, I'm keeping notes. You guys are going to get, she goes, that's fine. Send me your notes. We want to hear from you. You got it. I just warning you, you got some of my notes coming your way.
Good. When you, like Joe said, with the Union Circle News, you go on, there's so many different articles, and it's updated every day. There's something new being posted and updated every day, so you can go on and find something new. Plus, for those guys that like to be on the computer and play games and stuff, we've even added an area where they can just play games. We have a variety of games for them to sit there and do if they want to do them.
Well, I've been really, really pleased with, hey, we're always nervous, right, when it's our thing. Don't tell me that you weren't that. When you guys said to me, hey, go in there and play with it, you're nervous, right? You think, okay, what's Tony going to think? Well, I'm the same way. So I start sharing this before I even mentioned it on the air. I sent it to a handful of people and said, hey, go on there, join, friend me, my producer, Jeff. I said, and then let me know what you think. And here I am crossing my fingers, going, oh, boy. Just because I like it doesn't mean everybody's going to like it, right? Come on, right. We've all had that experience.
Absolutely.
Well, not a negative word. So
Gary and I are not Facebook guys. We're not guys that were on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't get
prior
the impression.
Concept, we really aren't, we're not surfing the net that much.
Well, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Guys, can you stay with me a little longer?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. UnionCircle.com. Again, I want to point out that it's free. You can go right now and sign up. And then I want you to friend me. All you have to do is search my name, and I'm there, and friend me, and I'll accept your friend request, and we're good to go. Quick break. We'll come back and talk more about this on the other side.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Truppiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As we head into your rush hour commute, we got some big problems out there. Let's head over to 696 eastbound at DeQuinder, where accident has your center lane blocked, and that's causing heavy traffic from the Bermuda Hilton exit. Also, Southfield Freeway southbound just before Ford Road, you have an overturned vehicle that has your right lane blocked and tennis balls across the freeway, so use some caution there. And also, Telegraph Road southbound at Pontiac Lake Road, that's blocked due to an overturned vehicle. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 92 with isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, rainy and 70 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. And it's currently 67 outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely, so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now.
Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
10 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Gary Bingaman and Joe Lentini are with me from UnionCircle.com. UnionCircle.com. 40 million members of labor around the country. Now, that's just in the U.S. You guys are mentioning Canada, so that gives us, I don't know, probably another 5 million or more. This does have an, if it ends up having an international flavor, interestingly, the American Federation of Teachers had their national conference in Detroit this past week, and I did the show from Kobo and spoke with some people out of the UK, and where the union structure there was surprisingly similar to what it is here. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but the more I talked to these people, you know, it was just all very, very interesting. Maybe we can get them involved. But let me ask this question, because it's a question that's been asked of me. Not every union seemingly is represented on your list of unions right now, but that's only a function of you haven't gotten to everybody yet. So it's, I mean, eventually, and we're not going to assume anything because people do need to sign into this. I mean, they need to buy in, but I can't imagine that you're not going to have everybody on board. Can you?
No, and the way the program is designed, once members from a certain union start joining, then we'll reach out to that union and we'll notify them that their page is active, and allow them to take ownership of it.
Fair enough. I mean, you know,
it's a simple process.
Right. I mean, because I've had a couple people say, hey, I belong to this union and I didn't see them on the list. And okay, well, that doesn't mean you can't do it. First of all, you don't need to be in a union. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You don't need to be in a union, but if your union's not on there, that doesn't mean that, well, first of all, we don't need some kind of coronation or blessing. If you live and breathe, you can join unioncircle.com. So it's that simple. And there's no negative to your union not being on that list. But let's talk about opening this up to everybody. I think that's a brilliant idea. Gary, I'll ask you, why did you make the decision not to make this exclusive to just union folks?
Well, we thought there's plenty of people out there really believe in unions and believe what they stand for. They believe in the democratic policies, and we just thought it would be right to have everybody involved that wanted to be involved. As we said, the pages that we set up for each union is they could set up their own private page where they have only access to them and their members, or they can invite anybody and everybody in, so they have that limitation to keep them out if they don't really want them out. But we want everybody to join. We want everybody to be part of unioncircle.com.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, one of the things that I like about when you every time you go in, you get, well, I don't want to ruin it. Folks go, you just got to go because you can actually win stuff right away. Right now, you can go win stuff.
I'm just, right now, today.
Today. I'm going to leave it alone, yeah. Though. I keep on thinking, if I win, I think I'm going to have to donate it back because I already feel like I'm getting so much out of it. I really am enjoying this website, guys. I mean, I'm enjoying it maybe more than I should, but I'm really enjoying the functionality. The idea of it is what really excites me, because something that we've talked about on this show many, many times, maybe you've even heard us talk about it, to be on the ground floor of something is what's really exciting. Why don't you both address that? Because talk about ground floor, you guys are the founders of this. So, Joe?
Well, again, I mean, the concept just came up because we saw the need to communicate. A lot of unions that we deal with, a lot of locals have got some dynamic websites, but the membership's just not really visiting it on a regular basis. So the intent of Union Circle is to create a little more excitement, a little more reason for the member to come to that site. And once he's at that site, the local can engage him or the international can engage him. They can steer him to their website. They can send any kind of information they want to him. They can send it to his cell phone. There's all kinds of levels of functionality to this. Not only can a there are controls that you don't have with other social platforms. There is information that a local may want to share across the country. They may want to share with anybody. There may be some information they would only like to share with their membership. You could have a local that has membership throughout the state where they could actually have inner circles within the circle for different contracts, different negotiations. So it's just a dynamic tool. We've been programming it for, I would say, close to a year now. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen overnight. And the funny thing is the input that we keep getting, you know, we just keep developing and developing. And it's, you know, it's a living program. I don't think it'll be ever finished. I think we'll just constantly...
Nor should it ever be finished. I think you make a profoundly important point there. For those that... And I know that one of the things that you... one of the first things that you both said to me when we met that one morning... is you said if you see something that we should be doing or if somebody suggests that we want to know, you know, send us that information. We want to know, and we can make these changes, you know, pretty damn quickly. And which is one of the great things about technology. Not that I would know or necessarily you would know how to do this, mm-hmm. but you hire the right people to do, and you don't know that because that's what I'd have to do. Which is, I'm sure, what I can't see you guys sitting around programming the website. God knows that's true because you're both so very busy. But that's one of the things I like about it is that it is a living, breathing community. And like any community, virtual or otherwise, it's going to grow as the demands of that community grow. So, I mean, that's absolutely pretty exciting.
And we welcome, and we're still developing one aspect of it, and that is something we touched on earlier, and you brought it up, and that's the fact that union-friendly businesses, we do want to help them promote their product. You know, we totally believe in Buy American. This little incident that just occurred with the uniforms for the Olympics,
yeah.
That's unbelievable in our minds. And these things should never happen. So at the very minimum, we want to promote businesses that are hiring in this country, that are producing products in this country. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That is a win-win for everybody. Well, I think that especially as people go on it and explore it, you know, I know that every time, it'll happen today because we're talking about this now, and so people are going to go on a little later on today once they get to work or once they get home from work this evening, and I'm going to get a note. Well, that's the other thing I like about one of the other parts of the functionality of the site. Every time somebody joins and sends me a friend request, I get an email from unioncircle.com that says, hey, so-and-so joined, wants to be your friend. I click on a link. It takes me right to the website. I just accept it, friend, and it's done. It's over. It's that simple. I don't have to remember to go on because it automatically emails me to do that, which I appreciate. Somebody that's busy like me, then you don't have to worry about it. And so it'll really be interesting to see what happens over the next couple days because we're doing this now. I'm going to be promoting the heck out of it on this national show that I'm guest hosting the next 3 days. So let's see this thing grow. I'm really kind of curious to see what's going to happen over the next few days. Let's see if we can stress your system out. There's my goal. My goal is to crash you guys.
Well, we hope you do.
Yeah,
we
there
really
you go.
We really appreciate you having us here to Sorry.
No, it's really my pleasure.
I said it on the break, but it's too bad that you're not streaming live because people should see how animated you are and how much fun you are to be with.
Well, I appreciate
you know, you're fun
that.
To listen to, but it's even better when you're in the room.
I appreciate that. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll have you back. We also are both, all three of us are very good friends with Kevin Moore. Quick break for the top of the hour. Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press when First Shift continues, but we got to get to the break. We'll do it now and be back.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour commute, and it is busy. Let's head over to 696 eastbound at DeQuinder, where accident has your left two lanes blocked. 94 westbound, as you approach the Lodge Freeway, you got an overturned semi. That's causing stop-and-go traffic from 75. On the Southfield Freeway, southbound, just before Ford Road, you got an overturned vehicle, has your right lane blocked. And also, you got tennis balls across the freeway there, so please use some caution. And Telegraph Road, southbound at Pontiac Lake Road, that's blocked due to an overturned vehicle. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 92 with isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, rainy and 70 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. And it's currently 67 outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
The high rollers who run Wall Street's top hedge funds essentially gamble with other people's money, betting billions of dollars on such stuff as whether XYZ Corporation's third quarter profits will be 1 point lower than forecast. Doing this, they assert, is genius work, entitling them to be paid more than anyone else. 2 years ago, for example, each of the top 10 hedge fund dealers averaged $175 million in pay, or about $84,000 an hour. Sure enough, their bets on corporate performance usually turn out to be winners. How do they do that? Are they really Einsteins, or is something else in play? Something else. The New York Times reports that a handful of big hedge funds had been systematically receiving insider tips from corporate analysts working at Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and other Wall Street stock brokerages. These analysts, who are experts on the inner workings of particular corporations, have quietly been sending periodic insider updates on corporate performance to a few favored funds. The under-the-table updates reveal such key information as whether XYZ's corporate profits are heading up or down, or whether management changes or other corporate surprises are in the works. The insights of these analysts are supposed to be released only on a set date to the public at large, so no one investor gets an advantage. But the internal documents of the big hedge funds show that they're getting an early peek, allowing them to make their investment bets before ordinary investors know what's going on. With these tips, the funds make a killing, while non-privileged small investors often take a hit. This is Jim Hightower saying, like Las Vegas hustlers, high-strutting hedge fund whizzes aren't brilliant or deserving, and certainly not ethical. What they are is getting rich by gaming the system.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Truppiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
Hey everybody, I am Tony Truppiano. My first guest knows more than just a little bit about that, although we don't necessarily have him here to talk numbers and polls today. Let's go to our first guest. Joining us now is Bernie Porn. Bernie is the founding principal and president of Epic MRA. Many of you, of course, know that Epic MRA is a highly regarded and experienced survey research firm located in Lansing, Michigan, and they are considered the consummate polling company in the state. Bernie, of course, comes to us with amazing credentials, including his time serving in a communications capacity and working with former speakers of the House, as I mentioned earlier on in the show today. I asked him to join us this morning to speak a little bit about the Jace Bulger, Roy Schmidt situation. And Bernie Porn, I want to welcome you back to First Shift.
Glad to be with you, Tony.
Well, you know, this is an interesting time. I'm reading in the Detroit Free Press this morning more text messages between Roy Schmidt's son and his nephew and this young man that they had recruited to run as the quote-unquote fake Democrat. I don't know if this story's going away anytime soon, Bernie. This is really an interesting story. And I got to ask, you've been involved in Michigan politics a long time. Have you really ever seen anything quite like this?
Well, as you noted, and by the way, I appreciate such a great introduction, but as you noted, I work for four speakers of the House over the course of 19 years, and there is no way that any of those four speakers would have concocted such a harebrained scheme as what Bulger and Smith attempted to do in this district. I mean, it boggles the mind. If the prosecutor for Kent County had determined that there was legal liability and or criminal acts, I think that what they did would have qualified for that video, America's Dumbest Criminals. it is astonishing. And then some of the things that Speaker Bulger talked about in terms of he was just being evasive, and some of his comments when you think about he wasn't all that involved and he was just a bystander, but he had his chief of staff deliver the petitions, you know.
Well, yeah, we're you know, we are paying attention, and we can pretty much assume, and not only was his chief of staff delivering petitions, he was doing it on taxpayer time, and that's the part that really kind of confused a lot of people. You know, interesting, Bernie, I did a little research on this on Monday evening into Tuesday morning, and actually emailed some other secretaries of state around the country, and in a lot of states, what happened here in Michigan would have been illegal. It just doesn't happen to be illegal in the state of Michigan.
Which is astonishing to me. I would have assumed, given the evidence and also the attempt to exchange money that would have qualified as clearly an illegal act.
Well, you would think, and when you know, of course, the first thing that we see, the first thing that I saw was it was either a Gong or a Mirror's headline, Bernie Porn, that said, Jay Spolger, Roy Schmidt commit fraud, no crime committed. That was the headline. No crime committed. And I'm thinking, how can you commit fraud and that not be a crime? But, well, welcome to the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and what is amazing is that the Speaker of the House then said, well, you know, we really need to work on a law to deal with things like that.
Now,
that's a choice comment.
Well, we know that the Democrats actually have produced legislation, some bills that would have covered this, and the Speaker didn't allow them on the House floor. This was about 4 or 5 months ago. You need to wonder at some point, did he realize... And you've got to wonder, did he realize, okay, well, I'm in the middle of this situation. I can't really let this potential legislation be introduced, knowing full well it'll make me even look worse than it already would if I do get caught. Sure enough, he does get caught. Had he allowed that to go to committee, well, that would have that would have been the end of him.
Well, and not only that, but when you think of his involvement, the very explicit text messaging that he and Schmidt engaged in, I would have thought people doing texting after what happened with the mayor of Detroit, the former mayor of Detroit, would have been decades before anybody would have done that. But sure enough.
Well, it does make you wonder. Well, let me ask you, as a political operative, as somebody that has been intimately involved in campaigns for a lot of years in Michigan politics, what is this? Let's start with Roy Schmidt. What do you think his future looks like?
Limited. You know, what would possibly cause him to want to switch parties in a district that is narrowly 51% leaning Democrat, as Democratic as it has been redrawn? He should have known that Democrats would abandon him, and that Republicans would be very hesitant to accept him. And obviously that didn't connect, and so that is the first thing that's strange. And then to try and concoct this scheme to have someone be a Democrat that wouldn't run against you, I mean, that's just clear fraud. And the number of Republicans, including an area Republican legislator who called the Speaker and said, you know, I'm not going to endorse Schmidt, he's supporting, I think, Bing Goey as a write-in candidate. A lot of Republicans have indicated that that they're offended by this, including the Kent County prosecutor. So it just doesn't make sense that Schmidt would try to do such a thing. And obviously, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, anyways. When you think about some of the things that he did.
Well, let me remind everybody. My guest is Bernie Porn. He's the founding principal and president of Epic MRA. You know, Bernie, it's interesting because Roy Schmidt's, or Jay Spolger actually speaking for Roy Schmidt, said that the reason that Roy Schmidt wanted to switch parties is he was tired of political partisanship, yet he does something so overtly politically partisan.
You don't get much more partisan than
no, I mean, this makes no sense at any level at all. I literally, for the life of me, imagine why this man would do it. He just allowed the Democrats to do a fundraiser for him. They just went and knocked doors for him the day before he makes this decision. He has lunch with one of his colleagues, Democratic colleagues, never mentions that he's switching parties, and then the next day he won't answer his phone. This is really, really odd. Somebody said, well, do you think they had something on him? Well, I don't know if they had something on him, but this is just bizarre beyond anything I can comprehend.
Well, if somehow he is the Republican nominee, I would, and also you have an independent candidate who is conservative and in favor of term limits, I would give the odds of Schmidt being elected in the general election slim to none, and slim is heading out of town. the ads write themselves, just using the actions that he engaged in terms of participating in Democratic activities and Democratic fundraising, and at the same time, he knew what he was going to be doing, and so did the Speaker of the House.
Well, before we get back to the Speaker of the House, Jay Spolger, let me ask you about the Secretary of State here. Does she have some political culpability here as well?
It is very, very strange that they seem to be. She seems to be stonewalling it. There's serious questions in terms of the potential exchange of money and use of campaign funds for that purpose.
Well, I mean, she's the one that was looking to stop voter fraud. I mean, if we're going to stop it, shouldn't it start at the legislative level first?
Well, yeah, and trying to put a candidate who won't run against you seriously in place in such a fraudulent scheme is just dumbfounding.
Well, dumb's the right word.
I'm losing even more here, scratching my head, trying to figure out what would possess them.
Yeah, this is just crazy. Bernie, we've got to take a quick break. If you can stay with us, I'd like to come back and talk about Speaker Bolger, because he is, as many of the audience know, he is up for re-election as well. And curious if this changes his fortunes or makes things a little more difficult for him. But we've got to get to the break. So everybody stay right where they're at, and we'll come back. Again, my guest is Bernie Porn. Bernie is the founding president and principal of Epic MRA. You all know, of course, Epic MRA. We'll talk and continue our conversation with Bernie after we take this quick break. If you have a question or comment, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back right after we do this.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit
UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. My guest, Bernie Porn, founding principal and president of Epic MRA. You're going to find them online at epicmra.com, epicmra.com. Bernie, as we were going to break, I said that we'll come back and visit the Speaker Bolger's race. Certainly, you know, what may have seemed like a cakewalk just a few short months ago, well, there may be a speed bump in this. I don't know that he's going to be defeated, but I think that this might slow him down a little bit.
It could be a close race, depending on how the Democratic candidate and the Democratic Party fashion a message to really take advantage of the Speaker's misstep in this issue. Not far from there, years and years ago, in a more Republican district, I remember a candidate named Paul Porter who was a farmer, and there was a controversial issue that the Republican previous incumbent had dealt with, and we were able to win that seat in a campaign that took advantage of what the Republican did. And so I think it is possible, it is unlikely, but it is possible that a 44% Democratic district could be competitive given the really dumb thing that the Speaker did in trying to engage in fraudulent activity involving an election.
Well, there's no question. I mean, of course, the people are clamoring. Some are screaming for the Speaker to resign. I'm not so sure I'm not one of those people, Bernie Porn. But at the same time, I understand politically why the Speaker cannot resign. If he does, it's over. Doesn't matter what he does. If he resigns, he's admitting guilt. Even if he sets this up in the most beautifully eloquent, prosaic way, it doesn't come off that way. It comes off as, I'm guilty, and therefore that's why I'm stepping aside. I don't see that he can step down.
No. I think that if he were in trouble with his caucus, it would have happened by now. And so he probably is not going to pay a price there, but he could pay a greater price in terms of a close election in his own district, depending on how much money and effort is put into the race by Democrats and by his opponent, Bill Farmer, who's a 62-year-old candidate from Scotts.
Well, let me ask you about the reality, or if the reality changes, of the Democrats taking back the House now that we've got this, we'll call it a scandal. I would suggest it does help the Democrats. Does it help them enough, Bernie Porn?
It probably does not help them enough because an awful lot depends on what the top of the ticket looks like. When there is a wave election such as in 2008 where you had such a heavy Democratic base vote, it swept a lot of candidates into office, and Democrats expanded their majority. But then the reverse happened in 2010, and there was such a heavy Republican base, and Democrats did not turn out that they took control, and Snyder won big in the general election. If it is I expect this to be a much more normal election, in which case the activities of the respective candidates in the marginal districts and in the political parties has a greater impact. But still, I think it's unlikely that they're going to be able to pick up enough houses, enough seats to take control. I think they will pick up seats, and it'll be closer, but I think it'll be a close but no cigars situation.
No, well, it'll be interesting to see what does happen, because certainly the Speaker, if the House does go Democrat, then the Speaker is no longer going to be the Speaker anyway. He will be the minority leader if he's allowed to keep that if he's allowed to keep that title at all. And, you know, Bernie, I don't know that I don't know that the Republicans can allow this just to go completely unnoticed forever. Now, we are, of course, up against the primary. We're now less than 2 weeks away from the primary. At some level, they couldn't be luckier than to be on legislative break right now. If they were in Lansing every day, this would be all anybody would be talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that he has totally escaped the wrath of his own caucus if they think about the number of other Republicans who have come out and asked that step down. There have been several key Republicans doing that, and so I'm not sure that he's totally out of the woods, but probably if he was going to be in trouble, we would have heard enough. Much more about him stepping down from a greater number of his caucus members.
Well, I would agree with you. Let me ask you before we let you go. Obviously, it's still very early on. People love to talk about poll numbers with regard to President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney. Again, I still think it's a little early, but I'm watching it like everybody else, and some of it I'm getting a kick out of it. Other stuff worries me a little bit. What are your numbers telling you at this point?
Well, it was real interesting because at the beginning of the year, voters started thinking much more optimistically about the economy in Michigan. And one key question that we asked is, has the economy bottomed out and improving? And in January, we had 58% saying that the economy was improving. And among those people who say it's improving, President Obama is leading with 54% of the vote, and so he had an 8-point lead in January. However, once Republicans came to the conclusion that Mitt Romney was going to be the nominee following the very divisive Republican primary, he started getting more support from Republicans. But then with the Super PAC attack ads that have really gone, I think, unchallenged by the Obama campaign, the vote among independent voters has dramatically turned against the president and for Mitt Romney, and that is, I think, a very troubling finding. And I think that it's important that the Obama campaign do a very necessary thing in terms of deciding to make Michigan much more of a battleground state in terms of their spending.
No, they better start paying attention. You know, it was interesting. I just read, I believe it was the day before yesterday, that the Obama campaign spent more in June than they took in. That is also a dangerous statistic, Bernie Porn, because he's not raising the kind of money Mitt Romney is, not even close.
Well, the biggest problem is the super PACs. The Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court just has given an unbelievable amount of license to just spend enormous amounts of money. They had spent $6.5 million in negative ads against Obama, which caused him to lose support among the independent voters and go from an 8-point lead to a 1-point lead for Romney in our most recent survey. And so that negative advertising has continued even more, and it has gone largely unanswered, except for a limited amount of advertising by the Obama campaign. If they don't engage fairly soon, I worry that the Obama campaign could lose in Michigan.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on that one, and of course, we're going to invite you back. Our mutual friend Dave Barber wanted me to say hello to you, Bernie, so I'll do that now before I let you go.
Well, and say hi to him, too.
We'll do. Thank you so much, Bernie. We'll talk again very soon.
Anytime.
You bet. Bernie Porn again with Epic MRA.
That'll do it for today's show. Hopefully, Tony will feel much better as today goes on, and we'll be back tomorrow with our usual show. Looking forward to spending some time with our usual guests, including Main Street Strategies' Joe DeSano, with his unique take on local politics. And we'll further dive into the candidates in local elections and see where they stand on the issues. I guarantee you won't want to miss tomorrow's show at all. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can always reach Tony through email. Perhaps give him some well wishes. It's tony@thetonyshow.org or on Twitter @TonyTrupiano, TRUPIANO. Or on Facebook, First Shift with Tony Trupiano. That's how you can find us, like us, love us, share a comment. It's all on Facebook. I'm Jeff Bradford, and as Tony always says to end every show, and this is certainly directed at him as well, I hope you have a great day, and we wish you all to be well.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Well, we should be winding down rush hour traffic, but we still got a lot of problems out there. Let's head over to 75 in both directions at 94. The ramps to 94 westbound are closed due to an overturned dump truck. 94 westbound between 75 and the Lodge, that's closed due to that overturned dump truck. And you got stopped traffic from French Road, and the traffic is being diverted onto 75. John R. at 94, that ramp to 94 westbound is closed due to that overturned dump truck. And set over to eastbound 696 at DeQuinder, where your accident has two left lanes blocked. On the Southfield Freeway southbound, just before Ford Road, an overturned vehicle has your right shoulder blocked. And Telegraph Road southbound at Pontiac Lake Road, that's blocked due to an overturned vehicle. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.